lave brevis. The gazonim, if someone violates gazel, we encourage him to do tshuva instead of returning, so to Mlavi Ribbis. So here we're attacking the Mlavi Ribbis. Hiniach lemaviyam osha ribbis. Afbi shen yoidim shen ribbis in chayav lahachzir. Even though they know that they're ribbis, they're not chayav lahachzir. Inu hu delo. The children, right? The children of a Mlavi Ribbis, they don't return it. Haaviyam chayav lahachzir. You see from that the father is chayav lahachzir. So then the Gemara says, no, bedinu daviyam nami enu chayav lahachzir. Really, their father is not chayav lahachzir. The reason why it says it by them, Mishum the Kabbai Lemesne Seifa, Iniach Lemaviyam, Par of Italis, Choldavar Mesuyim. No. Dafka, the second in the Mishnah, is Shaykh to the children. If their father left around a para or talis, the Choldavar Mesuyim, Chayovin Lachzer. Why? Mibne Kfoid Aviyam. Tanaresha Nami Bididu. The Resha was also about them, but really, the father also is not Chayov Lachzer as long as there's not Davar Mesuyim. So Gemara attacks that whole concept. Why should a son who is Yorish ribis from his father return it? I mean, his father was a Rasha. We shouldn't be chayiv b'kvodo. Ikri kan v'nasi ba'amcha lo sa'ar ba'osa ma'isa amcha k'damar of Pinchas v'shasa tshuva. Right? The answer is no. We're talking about a father that tried to do tshuva. The children are then chayiv to try to help him out m'bnei kvodo to return the davar mesuyim. I also tshuva, says the Gemara, one last line, my boy gabe. What is this object doing by him? He should have returned it. The answer is no, he didn't have a chance to return it until he was nifter. So, one nekuda, which B'nai Ram Tzashem hopefully will come back to, is that the assumption in the Gemara is that even though we say that the love of ribis should be mochel, the malve beribis should have returned this object, this davar mesuyim. Tosa's deal with Akasha and Lenin Tashem, hopefully we'll try to get back to that. Before going there, I just want to enter into the world of Rashi and read two Rashis. Actually, before we, maybe one word of Akdama, I'm sorry. There is a question which I think could be asked, what this Gemara is doing here. Because the rest of the sugyas are very tailored to fit the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about a kinyan shinoi, we speak about kinyan shinoi. The Mishnah talks about shvach, we speak about shvach. The end of the Gemara goes back to shinoi when it's not a full shinoi in the dinim. What's a din a gazon lav ribis doing here? And I think it would have been very fitting to put with the Mishnayos later on in the parak, which deal with hagolos chaver shav pruta v'nish palo yulchen racher of the madai. And in fact, in the Shulchan Aruch, the two are brought smuchen, right? So why is this Gemara here? Now I'd like to come down a little bit into the two Rashis. So Rashi says there, "Ein chayav lachzer." Again, the Mishnah said, the Brisa said, "Hiniach lem avia mosher ribis." If their father left to them after he died, mosher ribis, afbi shen yodin shen ribis, ein chayav lachzer. Says Rashi, "Ein chayav lachzer." Why? "Dichsiv veheshivas agzela shor gazol, v'hani lo gazol midi, de kaninu b'shinu reshus, v'kasavar reshus yoresh k'reshus l'keach." At first glance, this Rashi is very strange. What does Rashi mean? The father left ribis, so the children would have been chayev lahachzer out to vayishav zagzela shargazel. But we paskin, which is yorish kishus lokeach, dami, at least as Brisa paskins that way, so therefore it's yeyosh and shine rishus, so mela they're kone, and because they're kone b'shina rishus, we don't say because hani lo gazel midi. So immediately, two questions arise. Number one, Rashi is describing veishav as exela shor gazel legave ribis. But a second question also arises. The Yerushim did nothing. The Yerushim sat at home. Their father was nifter, and they are going to be nichol and veishav exela shor gazel, and we're going to say about them. Vahani gazel, if it wouldn't have been nikna, v'shini rishus, Rashi sounds like they are in a state of gzela because they were yorish. So is there such a thing as gzela memela? So I think this question is harder given Rashi in other places. Rashi in Bava Metzia, in the famous sugya about an aveda, Rashi says as follows. Rashi, the Gemara says that if someone picks up an Aveda pre-Yeyosh with Kavanah Ligzol, they violate three Isurim. They violate Gzela, they violate the Isur by Aveda, those Zalim, and they violate the Essay. However, if he picks it up before Yesh and he has Kavana to return it, but then after Yesh happens, he has Kavana not to return it, he wants to steal it, so then, it sounds like from the Gemara, the Pashav Shah Gemara, you do not violate the Los Essay of Gzela, you only violate Hashev Teshivim. Zok to Rashi, why not Lo Sigzo? Rashi says, Lo Sigzo Lo Shayach Ela B'Shas Netila, Kamo Vayigzo Asachonis Miyad HaMitzri, Kid Amr Bavakama Ayin Tesem Biz. Rashi says, you can only violate Lo Sigzo B'Yadayim, Vayigzo Asachonis Miyad HaMitzri. But I understand, here Rashi thinks that the Yorshim are in violation of Vayishvaz HaGzela Shor Gazo, as long as they weren't Kona, the Ribis Ardei Shinu Rishos. So I think Lechora, that Adarabba, the two extremes, help us understand Rashi's true Shita. Because the mitzvah of Eishas as Hegzela Shor Gazal, if you go with Rashi's definition, Bav Metziah Dafka Vav, becomes very restricted. Right? If we would say that Gzela is only violated when you do something B'yadayim, V'Eishas Achanas B'Yana Mitzri, so then what do you do with all the situations which don't fit that? Like this fellow here in Bava Tzidav Kavav. He picked up an Aveda. Now he plans not to return it. He's not Nechlam Veshav Zegzel Shagazel? He doesn't have a mitzvah Sashava? So maybe by an Aveda I can understand that. Right? By an Aveda, because there's a separate mitzvah, so I don't violate. But a similar situation where it's not an Aveda. Someone takes someone else's object, a Shom Shlomi Das, or even without Shom Shlomi Das, Shom Shlomi Das, and then he plans not to return it. He's not Mitzuvah and Veshav Zegzel Shagazel? Perhaps if you have Rashi and you take the Sugya Bava Kama Ayin Tes as the Makor, as the definition of Gzela, Gzela only applies when you do it B'yadayim, then perforce you have to explain Veshav Zegzel Shagazel as being wider than the Lo Sasei Bavad. The Lo Sasei is only when you do it B'yadayim violently in an attack, in a confrontational way, the mitzvah essay is wider. Once that's true, so we can understand Rashi Bava Kama applying it to Yorshim. Yorshim are in a status of Eishas Gzela Shor Gazel, Kolzman, that they're not returning the Gzela. And maybe this Chiddush we wouldn't have known on our own, but Rashi's expansion of Eishas Gzela Shor Gazel to Ribis is also understandable. Because in Rashi's mind, the Ribis itself is Bali Yadcha Be'isar Ribis. But the mitzvah to return it, it's a gzela shor gazel, and if you violate, you're a gzela, you're a gazla. Now, it should be mentioned that there's a different way of explaining Rashi. Right? A different way of explaining Rashi would be that ribis itself, gvias ribis, taking ribis, is a maisa gazel. But that doesn't fit for the other chiddush of Rashi, right? Just here, minei ben, bavakam, daf tzadi dalet. These yorshim did not take the ribis. They did not do maisa gvias ribis. They didn't do ktsitsas ribis. They didn't sign the shtar. So it's very hard to say, even if one would want to suggest that every ribis is gzela, I find that possible about someone who does ribis, who is malbev of ribis. I find that unlikely about someone who just yarshins ribis. And the mela, I think it's more likely, Rashi understood, the mitzvah eishes gzela shor gazel is a mitzvah which applies to mamon acherim biyado, and if you don't, and that can be, that mandate, violating that mandate can create a status of gzela. That's going to be important, Bonetta, for the next Rashi. Maybe at this point it's kedai to turn to Rashi and Sanhedrin for a second. I still think it's kedai to open up the Gemara and Sanhedrin. But I think that I think it's always geschmack to call you. It's always geschmack to call. The Rashi in Sanhedrin in the famous sugya of Bava Machteres does have Eishes Gzela Shor Gazel by a ganav, and now we're going and in a particular way which I think is important to read inside. So I think we'll read inside even something better. The Zokter Rashi, again, Rashi Sanhedrin Ayin Beis Amad Aleph in the Sugya of Baba Machteres in the formulation of Rava. When Rava explains the Kinyanim of a Ganav in his understanding. He says as follows: Velohi, lo mistabra taima, lo mistabra taima de rav beha. The afogav de hecha de yeshlo damim, chayoven bachriyuso, lav kinyan hein lo. The gneva is not a kinyan to the ganav. Lios kishar nechasev, to become like the rest of his nechasim. Dechi ok mei rachmano birshusei, v'chiyav es hagazlonim l'shalem, when the Torah put the gneva in Yerushos and was mechayev a gazlon to pay, hanimilinin shlume, delomati l'meimer l'inensu v'chul, as opposed to a shomer. So Rashi here is talking about a baba machteres, his chiyuvei tashlumim, and describing him as a gazlon and invoking the paradigms of chiyuv tashlume gazlon. But it gets deeper, b'li nether, in the next Rashi. Avalin in mikna divrei maso, lo kani, im kayomin, the ganav wasn't kone, im kayomin hein etzel, if the object is still by him, right, he doesn't get to keep it, what would be the nafkamina? V'hu haya bal akfa, let's say he wants to hold it by himself, he doesn't want to return it, and he says instead that he's going to pay back the domim, v'lo mar domim ani machzir lach, lo kani, he wasn't kone, what? Mahadir lahu beinayu, you have to return the gneva be'en. Tichsiv, v'heshev etzakzela, you have to return the gzela. Rashi understands that even though avada, the particular violation which the ganav violates is lo signov, the mitzvah hashava and the dine hashava derive heishav zegzela shagaza. And this fits very well with Rashi by Ribbis. We wouldn't be surprised, given Rashi's shita by Ribbis, that once you see that Ribbis biyadcha can be part of the mitzvah and the chiyuv heishav zegzela shagaza, so too gneva. Gneva, if anything, probably is closer to gazel than ribbis is. I think that's intuitive. Rashi seemingly is telling us that we veheshes agzel shagazel is a mandate on all mamun achem biyado, and that we can interpret that as agzela. How do I know we can interpret that as agzela? Because Rashi calls the ganav a gazlan. In what sense is the ganav a gazlan? Because he's in violation of veheshes agzel shagazel. The Maisa Gneva creates a shame ganav, right? We know the shame ganav has nafkaminos in Mechira La'avdos. There's no Nimkar La'avdo for a gazlan, there is for a ganav. But he has a shared second shame by dint of his being Ma'akev Mamun Biyad Acherim Biyado that devolves from Eshav Zerush HaGazal. What's Rashi's Makor for such an idea? I think a line in our Sugi in Bava Kamed Av Tzadi Dalet. The Gemara in Bava Kamed Av Tzadi Dalet and Hemshech brings another Raya. From what? From a Braisa. Tashma, hagazlonim umelave beribis, afapisha gavu machzirin. This seems to go against the whole principle of our sugya, but in order to Hashem, we have to understand the dechia. The Gemara says, a gazlon umelave beribis, he does have to return the gzela. He does have to return the ribis. So Gemara asks, gazlonim, if you're speaking about gazlonim, maisha gavu ika, what gvia is there here? E gazol gazol. A gazlon was either gazlon or a low gazol. Low gazol. Ella, ema, rather, the way to teach the Braisa is Hagazlonim umaynihu melave ribios. Who's a gazlon? Says the Braisa, amave beribis. So Rashi, lechora, in response to our question, veheshiv zagzela shagazol makes you into a gazlon. Rashi could say it's a oifin asugya. Now, obviously, I don't mean to say that this oifin asugya for any other rishon. But if you have the perspective of Rashi, Bava Tzia Daf Kavav, which leads to a different perspective on the Psukim in Vayikra, which leads to understanding Veshav Zagzela Shagazal as a mandate that goes beyond the Isser Gzela itself, then this line takes on a different light. And we'll see, I think, Blineder, that Rashi applies it in two more contexts. And that's by the Din in our Sugya. There's a Din in our Sugya that the children of a Malva Beribis return a Davar Mesuyim. What's a Davar Mesuyim? Something that's very clear that it was taken as ribbis. Rashi adds in both Bava Metzia and in Bava Kama, two very fascinating phrases. Take Blineta first, the one in Bava Metzia. Again, it's a parallel sugi Bava Metzia, Daf Tamach Beis, and our sugi here. Rashi says, Davar Mesuyim, Shenikar Shehu Gezel, Vavim Nizkar Balakalon. It's Nikar that the object is Gezel, and everyone. And he's Nizkar Balakalon. So on the side, they point out, the Marshal says, Vayadei Ribis Baliado, right? It's not Gezel in a classical sense. You didn't violate Lo Sigzol. Right. Are they ribis baliado? But the object is a gzela. And another nafkamina of this, Rashi in our sigma when discussing davar mesuyim says davar nikar l'rabim, an object which is clear to the rabim, zohi shegazal ploni v'nichal yarshav. It's not gazal ploni v'nichal yarshav. It's gava ploni v'nichal yarshav. 1 second, Shmuel. But the gvia was a violation of the issa ribis. The hemshich holding onto it is a gzela in Rashi's mind, and that's gazal ploni v'nichal yarshav. Now, you could have broken this idea into several different places. By thinking Rashi, it ends up being all one hemshech. Not that ribis is gezel, but that ribis is included in the mitzvah eshes gzela shel gazel. That has a defining that defines the ribis as a chefta shel gezel. That defines the maisa holding onto it as gzela. And the most extreme is that which we see in the sugya itself. And we saw in Rashi Sanhedrin Lagavi Gneva that defines the Ganav and the Malveb Ribis as a Gazlon, as a Shem Gavr. Now, I just want to end with one kasha, one open question. I really don't know what the answer to this is, and I can imagine different takes. But given Rashi's understanding of Ishas Exil Shagazal as distinct from the Isser of Lo Sigzal, so then I think we should ask, where did Dine Shinoi fall? Meaning, we just saw you can describe ribis as a gzela, and we can describe the act of holding on to it as a, and we can say that you're chayv in the mitzvah of gzela shagaza. So, does kinyan shinoi adhere to ribis? I don't know. I could understand someone saying, "Of course not," because without the maisa gzela, there aren't kinyan gzela. And I think Rabbi presented this to me this morning, and I certainly understand that extreme. That without the maisa gzela, there are no kinyan gzela, and memela, there's no opportunity for the veishas gzela shagaza to take on that meaning that it does in the Gemara. If you say that way, though, I think you have to swallow something fascinating, which is that at the extreme, Rashi would tell you that even a gzela biyado, which didn't happen in the tzura of aigzol hasachanas asher biyada mitzri, would not have kinyanim, because I don't understand where the line should be in between. So Rabbi pointed out we have a model like that. The Ravid about shol shol midas, Reb Chaim's Ravid, that the Ravid's Ravid. The apologize, Rabbi, but the I'm supposed to laugh. The Ravid who says Shol Shol Midas is a Gazlan but doesn't have Kinyane Gzela. So maybe Rashi was telling you even he'll strike the line even earlier. You can violate Vejda Gzela Shel Gazal, you can be called a Gazlan, the object could be a Gzela, but you don't have Kinyane Gzela. But I just think it's also possible to draw the line exact opposite way. Given that ribis is called a gzela, the whole person holding out to ribis is a gazlan, maybe it also have kinyan gzela because it's invasion of gzela shagazal. I think that that's at least something to chew over. Yeah.
So two horrors. One is the Gemara Bava Metzia that you quoted. Isn't the next line of Gemara that if he picked it up on Manas Achser and then decided to keep it, he actually would be pater? And if he gave it back, would you be a matanos?
No, in that part, he violates three
Isurim. Right, but he can't even
kind of. No, that's true. That's not the line of the Gemara. I'm coming from actually the line after. You're quoting the first line of the Gemara. First line of the Gemara is that when you pick up before Yesh, you violate Gzela, and there's no opportunity for Gzela Shagazal.
Okay.
The next line of the Gemara is where you picked it up, Almanas Lahashiv, Yesh occurs. Now, Rashi is explaining why is it that you're not in the Isur of Gzela anymore. And to that, he says, you don't have that. But you wouldn't have a chrech from there whether or not you have Eishas Gzela Shagazal. Because the object is an Aveda, and you picked up the Torah as Aveda, l'chor it's more shaykh the mitzvah of Hashav as Aveda than Hashav as Gzela.
So the other Hara is that the original Rashi were Medayik, the Kasavar Shus Yorish Kirshus Lokat.
Yeah.
So, and you were Medayik, and if you didn't hold that, then the Yorishim did steal?
No, that's not my idea. That's what Rashi says. Hani lo gozo
means. I think you could easily say that it's the reshus that stole. The entire reshus of this person stole. So if his reshus has been transferred to somebody else, the reshus is still what stole. The reshus of the person who stole has been transferred to his kids. His kids are taking him over.
What about the words v'hani lo gozo?
So if you held
hani is individuals, no?
No, but if you held a reshus yorish lav reshus lokef dami. In other words, Rishus Yorish, Rishus Barak Har Davua.
Right.
So you wouldn't have said that. You would have said that it's the Rishus. You know, you're viewing the family as a unit. instead of I'm saying you're asking. Have anyway.
You're saying something which I think is true. Meaning, I overstated the point. I'm not necessarily speaking about the personal culpability of the Yorshim. You're right that they, as Yorshim, I mean, again, at what point does this kick in? The Mases Nifter, they're chayiv before saying Baruch Dayan Emes to be metapel and Achzar Zagzela. I don't think so. I'm maskim, wholly maskim. Rashi's simply saying that if the Kinyonim had not gone through, they would be chayiv Eshav Zagzela Shagazal, and of course, if they don't live up to it, they would be two Gazonim, but 100%. I don't think that what it means is that the Yorshim are personally culpable as Gazonim until some shear. Again, I don't even know what the shear, that would be it's not halacha l'maisa to discuss it because of the way we pass it, but that would be, you're correct. One should excise the question of personal culpability in the case of Yorshim, 100%. If it's okay, I think Blinether would like to move now to the second tag of the Chabura, the question of the Shittas HaRambam. But Shittas HaRambam really is coming from the first Kaveh in our Gemara. The Gemara makes an exception to the rule of Gazon Lavi Bribis, Sheikh Ziru, you're not Machzir. We're not Makabu man. And what is that? That is when the Gzela Kayemes. If the Gzela is Kayemes, then we are a Makabel man. So, just on its own, I would like to know what the term Gzela Kayemes means. But before doing that, maybe it's kedai to see, Blineta, how the Ram enshrines this din in Halacha. This is Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes, "Kol agoizel es chaveru shavet pruta ki ilu noto nishmasu mimenu." Shenemar kein orchos kobotzea betza, botza I think, as nefesh be'olav yikach. Va'af al pichin, in lo aisa gzela kayemes, v'ratza gazon lasos tshuva, uva me'ela v'hechzer d'me agzela, takanas chachamimi, she'en mekav mimenu, ala oizen osay umoichlonoi, kidei lakayev aderech hayishar ala shavim. V'chol ha mekav mimenu d'me agzela, ein ruach chacham noche imenu. So, the din is, you have a gazlan, and he wants to be machzer the gzela. He comes back to the nigzel, brings it back. He stole a couch. He wants to return the couch. He brings back the couch, but while his wife has a kpadas, she wanted the couch to be a green couch, so he colored it green in between. Is a gzela not kayemes? It was a yellow couch, and now it's a green couch. The couch is not Kayemis? More likely, the couch is Kayemis. Kayem. But the color has changed. It's Shinoi, but it's not Kayem. And more so, when you look at the Rambam, whenever he discusses the question of Shinoi, the Rambam continually uses two phrases to describe a Gzela or a Gneva, which was not undergone Shinoi. The most obvious one, and this is what he continually uses, is lo nishtanis. I mean, there's a gzela hanishtanis and gzela shelo nishtanis. He doesn't use kayemes to be an opposite, a nigud, to nishtanis. Occasionally, he also uses the phrase atma. Hagzela atma velo nishtanis. So let's take Hilchos Gneva Aleph Yud Beis, Blineder. There the Ram brings the din of Shinoi for the first time in Hilchos Nezikin, as far as I know. He says, "Agneva atzma shibi araganov velo nishtanis choseres labale ben lefnei yesh ben lacher yesh." Obviously, kayam would be a quicker way of saying lo nishtanis if that were true. And he goes on to say, "That's hilchos gneva hilchos gzela aleph hey." When he brings the din of shinoi for the first time, hilchos gzela, he says as follows: "Kol agozo chayv lachzer gzela atzma." Now he gets to the Tekanos Meirish, he says, "Afilu gazol kora ubano sabibira, hol velo nishtanes, dintoro ushayaros es kolabinyon, viachser kora labala." A far more succinct way of saying that is to say, "Afilu gazol kora ubano sabibira, hol vikayemes, dintoro ushayaros." But Kayemes is not the correct word. It's really telling a lack of shinoi. And again, the same thing in Hilchos Gzeila Beis Aleph, where the Rambam brings up the din again. Hagzeila shelo nishtanis elaharehi kemos shahaisa, right? Kemos shahaisa is what is very different from kayem. Lo nishtanis is very different from kayem. So lechora, I think the pashup shot is that even after kinyan shinoi occurs, the din of ein mekablin gzeila from a gazlan is abrogated. Hainu, to be more clear. If a gzeila is kayemes and hasn't been nishtanes, of course one is chayev to return it, and the din is that one can be mekabel. If a gzeila is no longer kayemes, it's been burnt up, it's destroyed, not just a different color, it's gone, then the din is that one is not mekabel the damim. In the middle case, the gzeila underwent kinyan shinoi, it's now owned by the gazlan, one is still chayev to one. He is chayev to return it, and one can be makabel it. Again, you're not makabel the couch; you're makabel the dummy. Why is this? I mean, why cut the line there?
How would that help for the yoshua? In terms of if there are, that's not what the definition of museum is. That's, the museum is different than the common night, because if the problem is people are going to see it, they're going to see the couch and say, "Oh, this is the couch that was stolen by cloning."
So, I think that's a kedarcha. It's a kasha dula. I want to get back to davar mesuyim, but the first ha'ar is that the Rambam doesn't have davar mesuyim by gzeila at all. He only has it by halva, by ribas. He doesn't mention davar mesuyim as a category leading gzeila. So I think it's better dealt with then, if I can leave it off, because lechor leading dini hilchzeila, it's just not true. There's no caveat. He doesn't bring the. There's no din of davar mesuyim. Yeah. The din of davar mesuyim for Yorshim, there is a din of being machzir, even if the gzeila is kayemes. But maybe it is l'tuwal just to address the second part of your kasha. L'chora shinoi out davar mesuyim. Dainu, once an object is bin nishtanes, it's not, how can it be mesuyim? Meaning, in what way is it nikkur? The definition of shinoi is a change in the object, that it's no longer nikkur, it's different than it was before. I imagine that also will remove the davar hanikar l'rabim zohi shegazal ploni v'nichal yorsha. In fact, I would suggest that you could lose davar mesuyim before you'd have a real shinoi. So, for example, let's say it's not a shinoi in the whole object that you rub off a stamp or something like that, right? I don't think, if you paint over a brand in a cow, like they used to do in the good old days. So if you paint over the brand in the cow, right, it's no longer burnt, so it's not davar mesuyim. You can't say Zoe Paraso Shaloploni, but that's not a shinoi either. I mean, the object is nothing's changed in the entire object. So davar mesuyim, I feel like, is a different gather. So what does this chiluk derive from, though? So I think it's possible to suggest as follows. If you look at the Rambam Hilchos, in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, when he brings the mitzvah of Eshev Zegzela Shegozel, Kuf Tzadi Dalad, he writes, HaMitzvah Kuf Tzadi Dalad, he, Shetzivanu Lahashiv Es HaGzela Be'atzma, Im Hi Nesheres Be'atzma, V'tosef Es Chomesh Ola Seis Damea Im Nishtanis, V'hu Amru Yisala V'Eshev Zegzela Shegozel. The mitzvah of Eshev Zegzela Shegozel includes two situations. If the gzeila is unchanged, it's not nishtanes, you give back the object. If the gzeila underwent change, you still have a chiyuv, a mitzvah, of eshev gzeila shegazal, but the mitzvah is to give back damim, not to give back the object. If that's true, I hope to show more evidence of, but perhaps that will shed light on our question. Dehainu, Chazal were never metaken, kol zman de gzeilas kayemes, I have a mitzvah sasei. Right, I have to return either the object, or if nishtanes, it's damim. So kolzman, I have a mitzvah to say, Chazal would never abrogate that in order to facilitate tshuva. The Torah gave me a mitzvah to do. There's another mitzvah opportunity with this object. Of course Chazal wouldn't say, don't do your mitzvah and in order to facilitate tshuva. That's hampering, that's taking away from the tshuva itself. I think this inyan in the mitzvah can be shown in several more Rambams. If you look at the first Rambam Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda, in describing the Loses and the Esei, the Rambam writes, The Rambam is clearly cutting a line in the sand between two cases. There are places where the Los Essay doesn't get Malkus because of the Essay, and there are places where the Los Essay doesn't get Malkus because Nitan L'Yishavun, because Nitan L'Tashlumin, excuse me. Where is it Nitan L'Tashlumin? Well, that's where Sarif HaGzela, where the Gzela is not Be'en. It's not Kaim at all. Leaving us to assume that Veshev's HaGzela Shogozo does apply when the Gzela is Be'en, even if Nishtanis. If the Rambam thought the line in the sand between Kiyom Essay of Eishes Agzela Shagazal and a place where there's no Kiyom Essay was by Nishtanes, it would behoove him to make that mention in this Rambam to cut the line there. In Aleph Yud Gimel, when he had it relates to Arsegya?
No, just...
Oh, in the mitzvah. Oh, so maybe I'm going to split. So I think I jumped a step. So maybe I'll get back to Aleph Yud Gimel in a second. But I'd like to show just for a second, just to hone in. We'll get back to Aleph Yud Gimel and how this applies to our Sugya at all. But I think the evidence shows in Sefer HaMitzvos, by the Rambam mentioning that Im Nishtanes, Chayv L'Shalem Damer, and then saying that's mitzvah of Eishes Agzela Shagazo, that the mitzvah still applies when Kimim Makayim, a mitzvah sasei of Eishes Agzela Shagazo, even after Shinoi, if you return the Damim. In Hilchos Gzela Veveda Aleph Aleph, we see that that is not the case when the object has been Nisraf, when the object doesn't exist. The line in the sand seems to be between where the object is Kaim, where the object isn't Kaim. I think that one could draw the line somewhere else. One could draw the line at Nisraf, at Sarfo, meaning if you actually burn it, be a diet. I mean, that could be the difference, but Blenetos Hashem, I think that's not the case in the Rambam. So just to get clear, and then we have to understand why, and maybe that will help the evidence. There's a mitzvah that says v'eishes gzela shagazal. There are two tziurim. One, the Rambam says, if the gzela im hi nesheres ba'atzma, if the gzela itself exists, it's extant, and nothing's changed, ba'atzma, you have to tzivanu l'hashv the gzela ba'atzma. The Tosefes Chomesh Ola says Damer im Nishtanes. Vehu Amar Yisal of Eishes Agzela Shagazal. There's a mitzvah of Eishes Agzela Shagazal which applies when the object exists and hasn't changed, and a mitzvah to return the Damim when it has been Nishtana. Why is that? What is the difference between giving back Damim once Shinoi occurs and giving back Damim when the object is destroyed? So I think that the difference is like this. The Rambam, as we pointed out in the previous Chabura, in Hilchos Gzela Beis Vav, understands that midaraisa, the Gazlan, doesn't own the Shvach after Shinoi. Even if a para undergoes a Shinoi, the Vlados go to who, daraisa? To the Nigzal. Dainu, the Nigzal's Kinyan has not been removed from the object, even la'achar Shinoi, daraisa. Emkenim Dvar Melu, so a Gzela after Shinoi still has a partial kinyan to the Nigza. And by giving Tashlumin, I'm buying out that kinyan. I'm removing all bialos of his in this object through Tashlumin. That is a tikkun for the Los Essay. Dehainu, the Gzela was, I tried to achieve this object through Gzela. There are two ways to be metaken. One is if the object is not changed, you return the object, kishal atzma. But if the object is changed and you now have a kinyan in it, the way to be metak in the Los Essay is to fully be kone it through damim. But if the object's destroyed, you're returning the damim, it's garnished. It's just that I was mazikim. He's lost his object. I have to return it. It's a din tashlumin. It's no longer a din of a mitzvah sasei of eishes gzela shagazal. In that way, the Rambam is really being mechayev between two parts, between three things, right? But A and B go together in the mitzvah, and C is just a din tashlumin. A is where the object is be'en, unchanged. B is where the shinoi occurred, but the object is extant. Those both, I have a tikkun for my los essay by being kona the object back or by returning the object. And C, where the object is gone. I can do no tikkun for my los essay, and all I can do is be mishali. It's a din nezer. I think that this is really what Reb Chaim had in mind in the Chibur. Reb Chaim in Tes Aleph, when discussing the Ravid, in order to understand the difference between Avadim and Karkos, explains that there are two dinim in Hashavas Gzela. The one din is... This is Divya Maschovine Barambam. I quote in the Marim Makoma. So there he quotes this Rambam, Perak Aleph, Alach Aleph, Mechot Zvila. V'nei Baram, Perak Aleph, Mechot Zvila, Alach Aleph, Zal. Kol HaGoyzel as Chaveru Shav Pruta, Oiver B'loisa, Seh Shenem, Lo Sigzo, V'in Lokan Alav Zeh, Sheh Akosim Nesako Lesei, Shem Gozol Chayv Lachzer, Shem Avesh L'Gzela Sheh Gozol, Zumat Zeh Zeh. V'afilu Sarif HaGzela, Eno Loka Sharei Hu, Chayv L'Shaim Dameh, V'cholav, Shenitan L'Tashumen, Eno Lokan Alav Akam L'Shem. That's the Rambam. Hari de mechalek harambam de ve'isa l'gzela. When the gzela is extant, ain't oloka, mashum da'ave lavani teklase. Uve lesa l'gzela, when the gzela is not extant, lo loki, mashum da'ave lavashni teklase. Ne mevur bezeh, de svirule, de tre chiyuvim ifne atzmeninu. There are two different chiyuvim. Chiyuv ha'shavas etzem ha'gzela, a chiyuv to return the gzela, du mikrov de ve'eshavas ha'gzela, v'chiyuv tashlun mishalo, de hu kish ain't a gzela kayemes. The Reb Chaim understands the difference between the two dinim and the Rambam, between the mitzvahs of Hashavas Gzela and Tashlume Gzela, as hinging on Gzela Kayemes, which is the lashon of the Rambam that we've been trying to understand. And that's why he invokes the Sifra, as opposed to invoking the din in the Gemara of Eishes Gzela Shagazal of Shinoi, and that's quoted in the Rambam Beis Aleph, he invokes the Sifra. Why? Because the Sifra is mechalekes between Beishas Agzela Shargazal and Agzela Kayemes and the Din Tashlumen when Agzela Zena Kayemes, as opposed to the Gemara, which is Mechalakis between Shinoi, Lo Nishtanes, and Nishtanes. And those two are both Beishas Agzela Shargazal. And Bimchus Adavar, it's necessary for the Hemshech of Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim is speaking about what? Avadim. Says Reb Chaim, there's no Din Shinoi in Avadim. Shinoi is meaningless, right? So Reb Chaim is saying that the Din Tashlumen is Shaykh to Avadim. But the din, Veshus Akzela Shagazal, is not Shaykh to Avadim. So that can only be, in order to fit his evidence, that can only be if we're speaking about the first din of Veshus Akzela Shagazal applying even when Shinoi has occurred. Because in Avadim, Shinoi isn't Kone, but says he, if the evidence nace, which is Ki'ilu Eino Ba'olam, because patently, there, the din Tashlumen comes in, and that's. So to understand the Mosad Davar, there are two chiyuvim in Gzela. There's a mitzvah of Gzela Asher Gazal, and then there's a chiyuv tashlumen to return, to make up for the person's loss. If that's true, maybe that's the pshat in this halacha in the Rambam, and this Gemara. The Gemara says that the chiyuv of the nigzol to the gazon is that when the gazon comes back, and the Gzela is kayemes, you take it back. But when the gazlan comes to return, and the gzela is not kayemes, it's gone, so then you should be moichel. If, again, with certain caveats, which Blunetta will discuss in a second. What's a pshat nechelak? Very simple. When a person has a mitzvah sasei to be mekayim, v'eishas gzela asher gazal, and he comes to be mekayim it, the Torah defined his tshuva in a certain way. The Torah defined his tshuva as being mekayim v'eishas gzela asher gazal. And Chazar are going to come and say, don't do that? But that's not true by when it's only Tashlumen. The Gzela is not Kayemes. So now he's coming back to you and just trying to make up your loss. His mitzvah is gone. Unfortunately, the Lo Sasei is Bishilum Bishlei Musa. Right? Everything's done. The story's over. Then, again with the following caveat, that he is a Ratza Gazel Masos Tshuva, that he's a Gazel who wants to do Tshuva, Chazar said, we opt out of the Din Tashlumen in Gzela. We can opt out of the Din Tashlumen in Gzela. We can't opt out of the Asay. Blanet and Mitzvah, I hope to come back to that, Yisod.
Can you just explain to me why just because the object is now gone, in both cases, it's not going to have it back. So why is one payment considered Hashava and one payment considered?
I think because of the following. Based on, again, on that Rambam Beis Vav, where the Rambam says, let's say you take a cow, and Shina occurs on the cow. I'm the full Bailam. I mean, hopefully not me. The Gazlan is the full Bailam. But the Vlados, Midin Torah, would go to who? To the Nigzol. That means that the Nigzol still has a Kinyan in the cow, even after Shina. So my Tashlumin, when I give him the money, what does that do? Obviously, that doesn't go on forever. If I accomplish Tashlumin, I get a full Kinyan in the cow. So my Tashlumin to him is, in some level, being Metakin, my Avera. My Avera was trying to attain this cow through Gzela, and here I'm attaining the Kinyan in this cow through Tashlumin. That's not true if the object is gone. If the object is gone, I'm not getting any Kinyan in this by returning the money. My returning the money is just because I was mastered him. He's out a cow, and I owe him money back. But it has no meaning in terms of how I retain this object.
Okay, so then your real distinction is not between returning versus repaying. It's compensation that fixes my avair versus the compensation that doesn't fix my
avair. Right, exactly. Meaning the din of Eishes HaGzeila Shargazal versus just a din tashlumin. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Do you need to say that the kinyanim of the nigzal continue, or just that there's still a shame?
I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to. And in fact,
for all the reasons. Enough for a shvach also.
Right. Oh.
I'm not sure.
I think in shvach, that's the thing. Meaning, I think 100% one could have formulated.
Especially in the Vlados.
In Jesus? And you're saying you think. Okay.
Everything new.
I wholeheartedly believe that one could make the same chalak and Reb Chaim did. Meaning, Reb Chaim Sifra, the way Reb Chaim understood the Sifra, this is a chalak which reads true l'kulei amma. So my point is just in the Rambam. It's true l'kulei amma. It doesn't hinge on the Rambam's chit. Certainly, most for sure do not believe in the Rambam's chiddush that the vlados are shala nigzol achar shinoi. So the two don't hinge on each other. I'm saying that in the Rambam's particular shita, it might be that these two things are connected.
No, I'm just saying the distinction that you're making regarding, again, the ultimate application to Takanas HaShavim. But in other words, these two different cases where, you know, one case where the Shinui Kona,
right,
and the other case where there's no katz at all, right, in terms of the role of the Tashlumin.
You could have been just on the level of the object being a Gzela and the Shem Gzela still being a.
Correct.
No, I wholeheartedly agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
Then you have to discuss what the other evidence is, and that goes back to the past. I think we're going back to that. In other words, in the first Chabura,
right,
about how much Kinyan of the Nigzal has after Shinui Kona, or right, is that too just a din that results from...
From the Shem Olav. Okay.
Right.
Right.
So certainly what you need now, you don't need that now at all.
Right.
I'm not sure about that in general, but I hear it.
Rabbi is correctly pointing.
I'm trying to make it
not tall.
Less ambitious, not for the sake of making it less ambitious.
But more general.
More cabal.
Right, of course. Meaning, Rabbi's pointing out is that, if is okay to... I'm linking, let's say, Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, Rambam Aleph Yud Gimel, where he talks about Takanas HaShavim, the Sifra and Reb Chaim, to one final point, which is the Rambam in Beis Vav about Shvach. Now, that linkage need not hold. One could certainly understand that the mitzvah of Tashlumin, even, let's say, again, even where the object, even where the cow is mine, because of Shinoi, and I don't get shvach. I mean, the shvach goes to the nigzel. The shvach goes to the gazel. We don't pass like the Rambam. But still, my tashlumin for this object is doing something essential to the object. It's totally ridding the first person's connection to the object. And in that sense, it's a tikkun of the los essay in a meaningful way. It's not totally in how you pass it on shvach. It's a fundamental distinction between tashlumin, which is in some way metakin the essay, because it gives a legitimate way of attaining this object in place of what was originally an illegitimate one, which might have had nafkaminas for korban. It could have been open to nafkaminas for at least being like Tosis' idea about bracha, right? It was still a cheftza hagazel on some level, and now through the tashlumin, I'm outing that. So that alone, Rebbe, I just think in the Shitas HaRambam, there's an added element that the Rambam.
Right. I'm just not sure that the Shvach also isn't flowing from
The shame enough from the canoe.
Right.
Okay. But it would still be but
there's I'm saying that the Shinui Koneh for the Rambam for a Gazlan, just to pick up, is, and that's what I mentioned also, is not so far from Rabbeinu Tam, that's the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, closest Rashi Mishnas,
that the shame continues, right?
About Yish Koneh. The Yish Koneh can be Kani, and you can still have a shame Gazel with Nafkamina, like you mentioned Bracho, Tzama Mabera, Karban, etc. And that may be true for the Rambam, for a Gazlan, even Shinui Kona as well, even if you don't conclude.
The one ha'ara in that line just is that the Rambam's position of the specific nafkaminas about bracha and mitzvah baba avera is extremely complex. Meaning he is mashmin yochus brachos. The rabbi thought it was a mitzvah because of that. It's interesting that for the Rambam, I think the major instantiation is in what we're calling kinyanim. Meaning even if it flows from the shame, it's a mumminess. Nafkamina that it comes to, not which is a little bit counterintuitive. Meaning a bit of time that on a sort of on a mitzvahs level we can see the history, the halachic history, is one thing. That on a momentous level, who owns a shvach, that you could still have a nafkamina like that and not have that on the level of mitzvahs is taka. I think another pino that one should, that would be workable, but that then. So that blue nether. I just see one thing. I just need to find.
Is there a pair of mammals?
Yeah, it says all come together. It's between this mammal itself, Aleph Yigimel.
Yeah.
Because there's a very, very, very practical way to understand this. If the Ganav is going to have to lose by paying, God's going to have to lose by paying back. And if he still has either the Chayfetz, I think.
So I put in the Mamakomos that's the Shita quotes from the Miri, an idea like that. So I just want to make two ha'aras about that, which I think make it less likely. If that were true, that wouldn't solve for all instances of Zeila Kayemis, because many versions of Shinoi, let's say Kach Shahadar, Kach Shahash She'eno Chayzer. So the Gazlan would be out a lot of money. Chash, that I think very hard to say. In the Shittas Rambam, the Rambam tells you Chash, Kachshach Chayzer is just of you can't say Rish Chol V'Nechas, not even Shina Kona. The object goes back and just has to pay the Dhamma, right? So if you hold that way, it can't be that it's not Zeila Kayemis. It's not Shina. It's not Kona B'Shina. You have your Bessie. Bessie was, when it was stolen, was a very strong 3-year-old cow.
I think it has to get back the cow. You wouldn't have to get back the Dhamma.
But that doesn't fit with Ram's Lashon, Kayemis. If the Gzeilah Kayemis says Ram, you do accept the Dung. That's the Ram's Lashon. Im lo isa Gzeilah Kayemis v'ratza gazan lasos juva v'amei lo v'echzer d'mei ha-Gzeilah takan t'chomi shein m'kabam m'medu. But if it was Kayemis,
to the degree that it's Kayemis.
That's not what the Ram says.
I think you have to pay back the cow.
No, d'mei ha-Gzeilah. He's speaking about someone's returning to d'mei Gzeilah.
Right.
You're coming with d'mei Gzeilah, but if the Gzeilah is Kayemis, what to make Zillow are we speaking of?
In your case, if it went down in value, the cow went?
The cow, which I Alpi didn't have to return, the object itself,
yeah.
I just can't say Reish Chalef Anecha.
So I would have to return that.
But why? But I also. But if Zillow Kayem is a Dmeya Zillow.
To that degree, it's not Kayem.
That part of it is not Kayem? Okay.
How much is that whatever b'fnei tshuva when he's not losing anything?
Right. If you look at
the
Shittim,
the
Shittim came
together perfectly.
The Shittim quotes in Iri
such an idea.
There is such an idea. I will point out one thing which I think doesn't work.
What's your objection to it in the language of the Rambam? Because this may not be whatever, but
no, because the Rambam. But the Rambam is speaking about someone who's being machzer to Me'egzeil already. And his tonight is on. It's not machzer Me'egzeil, it's
machzer
Me'egzeil.
What?
Im lo aitza Gzeil KMS, v'ratza gazon lazos tshuva, uva me'ilo vechzer to Me'egzeil.
That's the only case, he's saying, because that's the only case where there's a financial loss.
No, but you could have a case where gzela kayemes, and demea gzela would still be more than the gzela kayemes suffices. In a case
in
of
theory, but it could go either way. Also, it could be more.
No, for example, because it could be less, there will be cases. Then Chazal didn't do a good job of ensuring no financial loss. There are cases where gzela kayemes.
Where
you have to pay out of pocket. That's our ishachal fanecha.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Okay, like
isn't quite
to me, it's if an answer doesn't solve all this.
Well, an answer doesn't solve. I mean, again, remember we're talking about the psychology of what's.
But you're going to force him to pay out of pocket. But you're going to force him to pay out of pocket. I'm saying. I mean, there are cases where.
Okay, so you're but you're not paying the entire amount either way. Remember, you took this guy's object. You really.
Well, okay.
Let's not get away from the fact that the guy, he's a Gazan. He took the object. Took away $1 million from this guy, so
he paid back $7,500.
If he has to give back, if he has to lose $100,000 for it, he's still getting away with.
Again, murder. Right. I hear.
It works. I happen to like what you're saying, but I think.
And the Miri does say that in Shita, so it's certainly possible. I'll point out something else that maybe I think relates to what Rebbe is saying. In Tosfos Tzadihem Aleph at the top, this was also in the Ma'amar Golos, Kan B'Gzeila Kayemes. So Tosfos discuss how this Gemara really fits with Roim. One of the cases we discussed in the Gemara was the case of Roim. So Tosfos say, what kind of Roim are we speaking about? Roim generally, B'Gzeila Zena Kayemes, because what we assumed was he's being Roa. Bistei Acherim. So it says, Tosfos, no, we're speaking about a different kind of chet that Roam are often nechshalim, which is that he's chashal eros. He says, no, that we're talking about the Ayri beroa behema shal acherim, the gun of man giza v'chela, v'chalav. He stole the giza and the chalav. So giza, the pashup shat, is shinoi. Meaning when a person is kone the giza, he's kone b'shinoi. And yet, Tosfos are assuming, again, that you would have to return it. So that, it adheres to our definition of kayemes. It would adhere both to your explanation and to my explanation, but it seems like Tosfos are assuming this definition of kayemes.
It's a
shinoi on the Giza, so that, I was wondering about that, but in Shitas Tosfos, I think yes. Yeah. Right, and you're correct. In Shitas HaRambam Avada Nat, generally about Gizas, even in Shitas HaRosh, I wasn't sure, but in the Shitas HaTosfos, that you could have a shinoi on one, meaning they, you can have a shinoi, assuming that Tosfos understand that the Vladus and the Gizos are a shinoi bifnei atzman, that they're separable from the Guf HaBeimah, so why shouldn't there be a shinoi? I don't care. What's chopping it off? That's what we have with the, that's Tosfos in Sukkah about chopping down the tree, Tikla.
And that's called the
shinoi. It is true. I mean, the Giza doesn't go back on the animal. How different is it from a Tikla? Right, you cut down the Dekel. The decal doesn't go back. Tosfos think that's a shina. So I would think in Shitas Tosfos you have a right. You're 100% right. Not in Shitas Tosfos, not a right. So that doesn't at all disagree with the attackers in the long tradition of Rabbeinu Menachem of Meiri. But it provides evidence to support both of our assumptions that Kayamis does not mean the same thing as shina. That was Beis. I think Blinether the next step of the sugya is to look at how the Rambam treats the Lave Beribis and get back to Elyon's questions. Oh, to start with a different question.
Just to challenge the Hanukkah, it sounds like you're making a Hanukkah that the time Mustafa Hazal would have been, I guess, trying to give you the Gzela if you still had a mitzvah to perform with it. Is that an argument we start, or you have a because I'm wondering, based on the
lashon
of the Rambam, so what's the
mechila
exactly?
Well, you have mechila on the din
is the tashlumin. So at that point, do you say that's another way of buying it? Can you say it's all gilus kabalti or something like that?
I find it hard to say that mechila you could suggest that. If someone has a chiv eishes exel shagazel, and you're mochel on it, that what happens is it's kilos kavalti in that. But that doesn't that I would. My premise is that it's ad shegi eliado, and that would not be called a hashavas hagzel.
That's why you're assuming it's not going to be this takana will not apply in the event that the exel is
Of course, the person has a right to, once he gets the gzeila, do whatever he wants with it. But until he gets it, mechila on the chiyuv doesn't constitute chilus kavalta on the mitzvah, I would think.
Why shouldn't mechila have malchus?
What?
Why shouldn't mechila have malchus?
Because it's still, because the tashlumen has been taken care of. It's mechila works on tashlumen. And tashlumen is enough to out you from malchus. Gzeila, the Rambam says there's two ways to pass someone from that. From, yeah. Right. Well, that means it's a kilu kiskavalta on the tashlumen. That I find, that I think is fine. But how can it be mekayim that say? I don't think so. I think that's a way of thinking, and it may even be a way of thinking that it's a productive line of thinking in another direction. I think that again, the evidence is not pointing that way. You could one have thought that way? 100%. Do perhaps other Rishonim or Achronim think that way? Certainly possible. Given the Rambam's understanding of the mitzvah of Heshev and his application here, I would like to suggest that he would have disagreed with that suggestion and Mela cut the line here. But I agree with you. It's Gan Shaya. One could have learned that way. If I'm Baichal on the Chiyuv, it's Ke'ilu is Kavalta. Intuitively,
you would have said that's a Kiyum mitzvah.
I find hard. I don't know. That was my gut. I could sort of hear it both ways. My gut is that's a Kiyum of Tashlumen. It is.
I'm okay with it being a gut.
Right. Correct. I do not have. No. Yes. Yes. I do not have. I do not have. Right.
Reading the Rambam that way because that's the way you're more noted to think that.
Maskim. Yes. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I mean, he's reading the Rambam because he's reconstructing that there's a chiluk between in a kayemes and kayemes equals shinikonin. So then you have to say something like that.
Right? I think everyone was saying maybe you'll say even on the damim, I'll say it's kilus kabalti, and you will kind of say.
Even our kilus kabalti, you could also just say that there's no kiyum asay unless there's a machayev mitzad. Forget about kilus kabalti.
Right, even
though it's exotic. That's something else. I'm just saying you could also say, if you want to say something simpler,
right,
that whenever he doesn't want it back or he's not makbid to have it back, there's no longer a kiyum asay either.
Right.
You could have said
right.
No, saying, I think what really motivates you is you're reconstructing backward and you're saying, oh, the Rambam seems to hold that even when there's shinui kona,
there's still a halos in the
tashlum. How could that be?
Right.
You know, even when.
That would be harder, right? That would be harder to say, right? Should I explain it to the. Because I think that. I think what Rebbe is trying to respond to Eliran is that after Shinoi, the idea that the Tashlumen is meaningful differently than Tashlumen when the Eben is not there, that chiluk is not so mistaber if Ki'ilu is Kabalti or another tool is at hand that could allow you to kind of say. It sounds like from the Rambam that you need to trigger something real in terms of the Kinyonim in order for the say to be done. Otherwise, there should be no distinction. It's an empty distinction to distinguish between Tashlumen when there's no Ben and Tashlumen when there's a Ben, as we think the Rambam does, if the Tashlumen is simply making up a Chisarn which would be Nitan the Mechila. Now, if you use Kikilos Kabalti, it works a little more glatt, but that's what I'd be saying, that you wouldn't want to have it without that. I hear.
In that case, you'd have to say that, or it would make more sense to say that the Heshus Exela is not just buying out Kinyanim, or just, it's not Mekuyim Ayyadeh just transferring Kinyanim.
Right.
Because Bechara Mechila would also be transferred.
It's doing the Hashava in a way that affects Kinyanim is the key. Meaning doing the Hashava to the degree.
Doing some sort of Maisa Hashava in order to affect those Kinyanim, but not the Kiyum of those Kinyanim.
But again, I think it's just, again, that I don't, that seems to me almost like, I find it hard to see the other. On that question, I think it's hard. I don't really see the other way of looking at it, given that.
I'm just explicating that assumption that it has to be that it's not just the transfer of the kinyanim is the kiyum of hamitzvah. It's the kiyum of the kinyanim ayyadeh your ma. It's the maisa of.
Right. It's the maisa which then triggers that.
Those kinyanim, but not the kinyanim themselves.
Right. I would like to, Lunetta, go from now to the halva beribis side of things. But there are cookies, so people can pass around. I feel bad. They're also, it's a, so, the, Seltzer, I think, is the best choice. I don't like to. There you go. You see, I feel like you probably came straight without lunch even, right? So bad. So I just wanted to go Blinetta into some comparisons, give a look at...
soda also?
I say, yeah, it's all for the island. Please. I don't have a caffeine. So the I just want to go to a little bit of a comparison here between the way the Rambam brings this din in Malva V'loiva versus the way the Rambam brings the Hilchos Gzela for the point, Blinetta, of trying to understand some parallel questions. So if people have Hilchos Gzela Aleph Gud Gimel, so if you look at the way the Rambam brings it, the Rambam says like this, Kol Gzela as Chaveru Shave Pruta, Ki Ilu Noto Nishmaso Mimenu, Shenemar, Kein Orchos Kol Botzea Batza Es Nefesh Be'olav Yikach, Va'afa Bichein, Im Lo Haisa Gzela Kayemes, V'ratza Gazel Nasos Tshuva, Uva Me'ela, V'hechzer Dmei Gzela, Takanos Chacham Mi, She'in Mekavlo Mimenu, Ela Oizen Osoy, U'mochlen Lo Kedei Lekayev Aderech HaYishar Ala Shavim. V'chol HaMekavlo Mimenu, Dmei Gzela, In Ruach Chachamim No Chayimenu. So the question in the sugya which the Rishonim spend a lot of time on is where do we see this takana coming into play? Like, we're spending a whole year on Hilchos Gzela and we don't see anyone saying, well, but obviously this doesn't apply because so Benu Tam and the Ri gave their answers. The Magen Mishnah points out the Rambam seemingly answered in his formulation. The Rambam says that it's only true, this takana is only true for Ratza Gazel Masos Tshuva Uva Me'ilav V'Hechzer Dmei Gzela. It's only when he is Ba Me'ilav, it's only when Ratza Gazel Masos Tshuva. So now let's go to Hilchos Malva V'Lova. There, the Rambam brings this takana down, hey, and he says, Hagazlonu Mumalavi Beribis, Shech Ziru, Ein Mekablin Mehen, Kedei Leftoach Landerech L'Tshuva. V'chol Mekabu Mehen, Ein Ruach Chacham Nochei Menu. V'im Haysa Gzela Kayemes, V'Ribis Davar Mesuyim, V'Rehu Ba'atzmo Mekabu Mehen. No mention here that the person is a shav. No mention here that he's ba lasas tshuva. It's more than that. If you read the Rambam, it's meduyok that the person is not a shav. Because he says here, kidei leftoach la derech l'tshuva, to open the derech l'tshuva for this malva beribis. Whereas in Hilchos Gzela v'aveda, the Rambam says, kidei lekari v'aderech hayishara al hashavim. Right? It's to induce, to sweeten the Derech HaYishara for those who are already a Shav. In addition, a more substantive halachic difference the first is in terms of scope, the second one is in terms of a different question of scope, which objects are included. The Rambam, in Mava V'lova, requotes the din of Gzela, V'im Haysa Gzela Kayemes, V'aribis Davar Mesuyam V'areu Ba'atzmo Mekabameh. So, Davar Mesuyam is a far cry from Gzela Kayemes. We just tried to explain before Gzela Kayemes to expand Gzela Kayemes, even by Shinar. But even without its expansion, Gzela Kayemes applies to money, right? If someone stole $100 from your wallet, so then he has to return the $100. But $100 is not a Davar Mesuyam. So what leads to that distinction? Why in Malva V'Lova do we say that as long as an object is not Davar Mesuyam, we're not Mekabel Mehen? Whereas in Hilchos Gzela V'Aveda, we say they do. What? The Davar Mesuyam is only something which has a simen. Like the Rambam defines Halacha HaKodemes, Davar Mesuyam is what? Hinech lem par v'tal shoribis. Something which has a simen on it. And here, Gzela Kayemes and Gzela is a far broader category. Any object which hasn't disappeared, according to our suggestion, any object that hasn't undergone Shinoi certainly wouldn't be involved. And the obvious nafgina is that most ribis occurs in Mamum. Right, so if or whatever, most ribbis, who knows? But ribbis is it's common to have ribbis in mammon. I think that's how the banks do it. So when they mammon is not a davar mesuyam, so you wouldn't be chayev to the malva beribbis doesn't have to return mammon when she took beribbis, like the most classic case 4 for 5. Like, oh, so what's the pshat? Why this difference? And there are more subtle differences as well in terms of the Lashonos of the Rambam. In Hilchos Gzela Aleph Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Takanas Chacham hi she'in mekabel mimenu. It's a Takanas Chacham not to be mekabel from a gazlan. Yet, in Malva V'loive, he doesn't mention all of the Takanas Chacham. He just says, V'chom mekabel men, en ruach chacham no che'imenu. And I think there's also a ha'ara legave placement. In Hilchos Gzeila Vaveda, as we start, the Rambam starts off with Divrei Agada. Kol Agozos Chavero, it's a very chomer dekazach. V'afal Pichein, still, there are cases where you don't take it back. In Hilchos Mavav Lovin, there's no Divrei Agada. This is the first five dinam of Ribbis in the Rambam, right? Perek Dal Alach Alaf is the beginning of Ribbis, and we're in Dal Hey, and the Rambam is telling you this din. And that also fits a little bit with the placement in Gemaras, right? The Gemara about Ribbis is in the first and a half sugya in Ezu Neshach. The Gemara about Gazlonim, again, I don't know that we understand fully the placement, but Lemaisa is not presented in the same sugya of the Din Daraisa of the Mitzvah Hashav. So, I thought that maybe one way to address this question is to look back at the Rambam's understanding of Ribbis itself. In Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes the din that you're potter from makas for ribbis. Afa pisha malve valove oivren al kol elu alavin. They violate many lavin. Einan lokin. Why? Mibnei she nitan lishavlon. If nitan lishavlon. Shekol amalve beribbis imhaisa ribbis ktsutsa she asura min haTorah harei zo yotza bedayanim umotzien osa min amalve umachzirin lalove. When the Rambam brings a parallel din, let's say in Hilchos Gzeila, Hilchos Geneva, right? The Ptur of Nitan L'Tashlumin. There's one obvious distinction. Here he calls it Nitan L'Shavon, there he says Nitan L'Tashlumin. Unfortunately, I don't yet have a Havana in exactly what Nitan L'Shavon does. The evidence on the topic is that it is brought by Onah. The Rambam also calls that Nitan L'Shavon. He doesn't have a category of Nitan L'Shavon either in Sefer HaMitzvos, or in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Ches, when he discusses the different ways it can be Pata from Malkus. So obviously Nitan L'Tashlumin is not a totally separate category from Nitan L'Tashlumin, but obviously the Ha'ara and the Lashonos needs to be thought about as well. But when he brings the din of Nitan L'Tashlumin in Hilchos Geneva, let's say, he says, V'ein lokan alav zeh shari Nitan L'Tashlumin, sha'gan of chiva uso Torah L'Shalim. The gan of his chayiv L'Shalim. Gzeila v'aveda. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. It's not sufficient just to say it's a nitan l'tashlumin. He tells you you're chayiv l'shalim. On parallel Rambam in Sefer Kinyan, Hilchos Mechira Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph by Onah, the Rambam says also l'maicha or l'konah l'honas es chaveru shenemer v'chisim kru memkar l'amisach o'konah miyad amisach l'altonu ish es achiv v'af alpishu oiva lo sesei eno loka v'mnei shenitan l'shavon. Again, it's Nitan L'Shavon, and he tells you you're Chayiv L'Hashiv. Why in Hilchos Mavav Lov, Perek Dal Halach Gimel, he just says Nitan L'Shavon? Why? Shekol Amalve Beribis Im Haisa Ribis Tzutza She Asura Min haTorah Harezo Yotza B'Dayanim. Not that I'm Chayiv L'Hashiv. It is Nitan L'Shavon Ayde Yotza B'Dayanim. The Rambam doesn't mention, at least, a personal Chiyav of Chayiv L'Hashiv. A step back to enter into background to this idea. The Rambam does not count a mitzvah of Echei Imach, a mitzvah of Achzaris Ribbis. Kayadua, the Ramban and Ashmatos, to Sefer HaMitzvos, does. Mitzvah Yod Zayin, Shnitztavinu L'Achzar Ribbis, Shalakachnu Me'achenu, V'inyan HaMitzvah Zos, Ki Kasher Mina Anu Yisparach Shalo Nigzo, V'im Gazal Nutivo, Zanu Lashiv Zagzela Kamo Shamar, V'eshav Zagzela Shagazol, V'im Mitzvotese, Kein Mina Anu Shalo Nikach Ribbis Mi'isal. We were told not to take it. V'im lakachnu, so tzivo sonu lashivo, l'nosein. There's a mitzvah lashiv, v'chei achicha imach. Zok, the Megillus Esther, the response that we should all have from the beginning of the Chabura. Right? What does Rashi hold? Ribbis is nichol, and v'yishol exil, shor gozol. Good. And that's how the Megillus Esther explains the Rambam. But, given what we just read in Mavav Alove, that becomes hard to understand. If the Rambam truly held it was part of the mitzvah of Zeilah Shagazal, so he shouldn't have said it's nitan lishavon. He should have said it's nitak l'asei of Zeilah Shagazal. If the essay is impossible, then it's nitan lishavon. So I think that we have a second chiluk, a second ha'ara, or really a third ha'ara about Achzaras Ribbis. The first one is that the Rambam does not seem to have an essay of Achzaras Ribbis. Tzvedin's is that the Rambam calls it nitan lishavon as opposed to nitan l'tashlumin. Third, the Rambam does not say that there's a chiyuv, a personal chiyuv of hashava. Yeah.
Is that a
that Rambam trying to explain why more than just the mom doesn't get malchus?
Right. The good.
What?
The good answer, Akasha.
I'm saying that that might answer why.
Right.
Not enough to say that they're going to say.
I thought that that's how the Migdal Sasser is going to learn. I agree. The Goyin asks Akash on this. Ram, the Goyin says, you've only explained how the Mavla is Pater from Ibis, but you have not explained why the Lava is Pater from Ibis.
And Ram himself, you answer that. Meaning,
right, exactly. The Nitan Li Shavon might be the answer to that. And once, if the Migdal Sasser believed that, then he would answer, of course it's part of Eshel Zeloshik also, but it's not sufficient to mention that. I think it's unlikely. I think that's unlikely on its own. That might answer Megillas Esther. I don't think that's found in the Rambam. Because I think in the Rambam, then, he would have done what we did in Hilchos Gzeil, Aleph Aleph. The Malve is Pater, because Nitan Le Mitzvah Saseh Vesh Gzeil Shagozo. And the Lava is Pater, because Nitan Le Shavon. The Rambam sparing us words? Impossible. That's not the way we usually read Rambams. Now, it's possible to, that the Megillas Esther learned it that way, but I think that's not as likely, and therefore I'm going to suggest that there is a basic distinction. Right? Three distinctions already. Gzela is Veshav Zegzela Shagazel. Here we don't have the Chayachi Chaymach, we have no parallel. There's no mitzvah to say Daraisa. Tzvedin's what? It's Nitan Lishavu, not Nitan Latashlumin. Right? What does that mean? What's the import of that Chiluk? Nitan Latashlumin sounds like it's Chaser by the person who lost it. You did something wrong to them. And then you can be Mishalim to him, you can make up for his loss. So it's like Nezek is always an issue of Tashlumin. Right? You can be Mishalim to make up his Nezek. Hishavon sounds more like you can write what went wrong. You can write it. For example, by Ona, you didn't take from him. He willingly gave it to you. So Mamel, the Ram calls Nitan Lishavon. So that might be a second chalak. And the third chalak is that here, even more than Ona, the Rambam doesn't even say there's a chiyuv to return it. He says it's Yotze B'dayanim. Now for a fourth, and I think the most substantive of all of these, which is that the Rambam adds a line. It's Shekol Malve beribis, imhaisa ribis tzutza shiyasura min haTorah, harezo yotze bedayanim. Umotzien osa min haMalve, umachzirin olave. You're motzi from the Malve, you're machzir olave. I mean, I didn't think it was going the other way. I didn't think we were going to ask the Lava to pay up. Obviously, the Rambam's telling you that it's a hotza, right? It's not the neches. It's not owned by the Lava anymore. He gave it. The Malve owns it. And the din of Yotze B'dayanim is that we can enforce Hotza from the Malva to the Lova. But in terms of Kinyonim, it's totally different than Gzela, right? This is another level of distinction. In Gzela, there are some Kinyonim for sure, by the Nigzel. But that's not true right here. And that's why, Rebbe, I wanted to invoke the Rambam Beis Vav. Because if you don't have the Rambam Beis Vav, then this Chiluk is not true by Shinoi. La'achar Shinoi, there are no Kinyonim for the Nigzel. So maybe this Chiluk shouldn't be true. But if you hold, like the Rambam Beis Vav, that there is a Kinyon, L'damim, to get Shvach, so then that's even the level of Chiluk there. But we have at least four or five basic distinctions between these two Parshios. Between Gezel and Halva B'Ribis. And perhaps that explains this Halacha. In Gezel, we understood that when there's a mitzvah, hashavas hagzela, there's no tzad to be metakin that you're mochel on the gzela because you need to do that. In Halva, it's not just that you're missing the mitzvah eshes gzela shagazel. There is no clear chiyuv hashava. The Rambam doesn't explicate it. It's totally the neches of the malva. It's totally his. So when he comes lahachzir, perhaps the Rambam's telling you, Medina, there's no need to be Mekabo. There's no reason to be Mekabo. V'chol ha-Mekabo, ein rochacham nocha emenu. It's true that there's a halachic mechanism of Yotze B'dayanim. One can force his hand and get it back. But mi'ikra adin, there's no need to be machzir. And Memela says the Rambam, this is not halacha from Perek Dad halacha Yud Gimel. This is not halacha from the end of the Perek. This is mi'ikra adinim. When you're trying to analyze the chiyuv of a love to a malve, this is part of it. That me'ikir adin be'etzem, it's not right for the malve to take the ribbis. What's the one exception? Davar mesuyim. It's not right for the love to take the ribbis back. Thank you. That's also why the Rambam doesn't call it takanas chachamim. This is not a takanas chachamim. This is our taking our cue from the Torah. The Torah did not give a chiyuv hashava. The Torah didn't give a mitzvah hashava. The Torah said there's a process of Yotze B'dayanim. And the Chazal said, Ein ruchenu nocha. We don't have nachas ruach from someone who uses that process. And that's where the Rambam is bringing it here. The exception is the davar mesuyim. What's the pshat davar mesuyim? So, lechora, the answer is that the Rambam, where's the Rambam get the idea of davar mesuyim from? Obviously from the sugya legave, the yorshim. The yorshim are chayav talach to davar mesuyim. So the Gemara by the yorshim said, the Gemara asked a very particular question. The Gemara said, a malve beribis has a lot of ribis in his house. The yorshim should return any davar mesuyim shabbat. So Gemara says, wait, why the chayav kavod av? Why should the chayav give it up? He was a malve beribis. Let him. So they said, no, he was osa tshuva. So then the Gemara asked the question, if he's osa tshuva, my boy gabe, why does he have the ribis? It's a very strange kasha. We just said that if you try to return ribis, you're not being miskavo. So the answer is no. A davar mesuyim, you do have to return. Taisus explained why. Because kishem that the children are chayav bechvod atzmo, bechvod aviyim, so to the fathers, chayav bechvod atzmo. It's not correct to leave something around which reminds you of your past, possibly. Although Taisus don't say that. But certainly, that reminds others of your past. That's davar mesuyim. But the Rambam has words which we have not accounted for. Right? What does the Rambam say? That you're chayav lahachzir a davar mesuyim, vareu ba'atzmo. What does that mean? And more so, by the Yisomim, the Rambam didn't make such a tenai. But the Yisomim have to return a davar mesuyim, and doesn't mention Areu Ba'atzmo. So how did the Rambam, where's the Rambam's makor for Areu Ba'atzmo, and what does it mean?
Where is the Rambam saying
Areu Ba'atzmo? In Dalet Hay, the last line. You see it? Varibis davar mesuyim, Areu Ba'atzmo kalmeh. So I'd like to suggest that the pshat is the what we were trying to explain before, about the underpinnings of Yotzeh B'dayanim versus Hachzar. What does Vareu Ba'atzmo mean? It means that the object of Ribis is separate and distinct from the rest of the Halva. Harehu Ba'atzmo. It stands alone. Then you return it. Why? Because returning it doesn't constitute Yotzeh B'dayanim. But if it's mixed together, let's say it's all in one object. I took a talus which was size 4, and I gave back a talus, which is size 5. So even though that's ribis ksutza, and even though if it's a davar mesuyim, one should not be makabel, because in order to do the shuma, you're going to need to invoke dayanim. And this din is, the Rambam telling us that we do not yotze b'dayanim, right? Given the choice of a lava beribis and a malva beribis, one should not use yotze b'dayanim. So Mamela said, the Rambam, it's only if it's Areo Ba'atzmo. That tonight doesn't apply to the Yorshim. The Yorshim, okay, so we'll do a Shuma, we'll go to Beis Din, what's the problem? But for the Malva Atzmo, to go to Beis Din would constitute Yetziya B'dayanim. And that's exactly what the Rambam is trying to forestall. He's telling you, don't use Yotze B'dayanim, rather use Hashava, and I apologize. If someone comes to be Meshiv, one shouldn't use Hashava, one shouldn't go to Yotze B'dayanim either. Better he should keep it, unless it's a davar mesuyim, and it won't require yetziya b'dayanim. Now, just one more second. Then, obviously, there's no caveat. It has to be someone who's chozer b'tshuva. Because this is a din about all melavei beribis. This has nothing to do, even not coming to. He wants to set her out of court. He knows you can go and chap him in court. So he wants to set her out of court. He says, I'll bring it to your house tomorrow morning at 9. We say, no, Enochami is not a shav. He's still Pasoledus, he's still a malva beribis begavra. But the point is that we don't accept hachzara. The Rambam is telling you that that's what the import of this din is. But then I want to get back to one more thing. So then we still have to look at the formulation of Hilchos Ma'aviv Lova. Because Hilchos Ma'aviv Lova, the Rambam says like this, Hagazlonim umilave beribis shechziro in makabu man, tilkidelstoch lendarech lechuvah, v'chol makabu man in ruacham noichamenu, v'mhaisa gzela kayemis varibis davar mesuyim, v'arayu ba'atzmo makabu man. Why does the Rambam invoke Gazlonim here? We know the din Gazlonim. That's the din Hilchos Gzela 2 Sfarim earlier. More so, I'm just trying to explain that there's a difference between the two. So why does he invoke Gazlonim here? I think that herein lies the basis for the din Derabanan. Called the Takana Derabanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. We have a Takana Derabanan that if a Shav comes, we do not accept the Gzela. The Rambam is telling you, this din of Malva Bribis Deraisa, this preference not to take ribis once it's been nigbis, because there is no chiyav achzara, because there is no mitzvah hashava, that preference has relevance on the level of derabanan for a gazlan. Where? Obviously not when there's a mitzvah hashava, But where there's only a din tashlumin, and the person comes and tries to be shav, Chazal understood we should apply the paradigm of melave beribis to that kind of gazlan. And that is a line the Rambam is drawing. And then I think the line, the Rambam's understanding of gzela also takes on new resonance, right? Because the Rambam carved out that piece of gzela, which is the mitzvah to say daraisa, because that's why, that is the key distinction. In halva beribis, there is no mitzvah to say daraisa. There, even daraisa, we prefer not to take back the ribis. In gzela, the Torah told us what to do. So we shouldn't abrogate that. We only abrogate the chiyuv tashlum and shabo, and only for a shav. If this is true, then it should have import for the other takanos hashavim. I'd like to go farther down the road in a second. Oh.
What is the nature of gufza bidayonim that you're saying we're trying to avoid? Like, what is that chiyuv? Is it a kandar abanan?
No, Yotzeh Binyan is a, I think, I shouldn't say no so quickly. I believe that what Ram means by Yotzeh. What?
That's
what
the Torah.
No. That is. Right, I just mean.
What din is that? So why is Yotzeh?
The way I would suggest to look at it is the Torah created, because of the Chomer of the Isser that was violated, the Torah created a process by which it can be Metzukah, by which it can be fixed, by which it can be. Where you can get it back. Because the Torah says that for a Yid, this is important for Shitas Rambam, for a Yid, it is the wrong thing to do to the degree that it has mamonos implications. And those mamonos implications are Yotze B'dayanim. Aide Tviya, this might get into Rashi that you need a Tviya to create Yotze B'dayanim, Aide Tviya, the law that can get it back. That, the Torah created an out clause. It is, Alvas Ribis is Asura, and if you're Toveh the Bezin, it's Yotze B'dayanim. But the point is that Ein Racham No Chaimenu for a person who uses that.
Right. By the way, that Rashi about Tviya, as you just mentioned, is another piece of evidence that he wasn't done really did.
No, I think exactly.
There's some color.
Is it accurate to say the way you're describing it is more of a split from the Lova than something that has to do with the Baba?
Yes. That's very much so. It's not. It does have to do with his tshuva. It's not by him. It's his chul, exactly. That's the difference between Rebbe's suggesting formulation of knas, which would have to do with the malve, because I'm maintaining or trying to maintain that there's no chiyav hashava. Memeil, I think it's not even a knas. It's more of a chutz v'lova. That is the way I'm trying to say it. It's like
the
almost
the language
stuck.
Of the Gemara. A hadra leke,
well, that.
Unless you say
that is totally nice. I mean, that's in that second, which is trying to say it's a mitzvah say shenita. It's very hard to know, meaning that is not the. I don't know how the Rambam would read that generally, because the Rambam doesn't have that idea of nitan. Of
he
nitan
doesn't have to hold that it's a separate mitzvah say like Ramban. It doesn't mean he doesn't hold that that's the makar for Yotzeh B'dayanim.
Right, I'm saying, but maybe I would go as far as to suggest that he might have rejected that as well.
As a makar.
Yeah, that was. Rav Yaakov Roblowski was asked exactly that question, and I thought that would be a... No, I mean only because it's Gevaldik, it's Gevaldik. But Lois, I thought... I thought that would be the easier way of looking at it. Again, it could be there are more... I think that on the question...
See, I'm okay with it being, even I think we'll discuss it, that I think it's okay that it's a chiyuv tashlumin.
Right.
Not just that, you know, didn't touch them, but with it still being different than a key shabbat that he touched them. Yes,
right. No. That's and that will also work. I'm being extreme because I think I can be extreme, mm-hmm. And I'm also asking that one could maintain. I think that the ikker chilek between halva beribis and gezel exists even with many shades of gray in between. I'm saying I could go as far as saying, like to take Jason's formulation for Sammy's question, that. It's really zchus for the lover, and therefore it has nothing to do with the malva. The malva's piece is done. The lover has a right to out it because it was a wrong thing that was done to him, and the halachic history shabo allows you to out it. Here I'm ironically coming out farther, stronger on that side of things. Okay.
Why
when it's la'atzma,
why not using it?
When it's la'atzma, there's no yotzim, you're not going near any of the adam. You're not going to do it in the morning, give it to him.
The problem is Dayanim.
The problem is using force, halachic force, to be motzi, invoking the system to be motzi.
Not just making it bad.
This is all. He has no chiyuv. He has no chiyuv to return it.
Right. I mean, we want to be back to true. So what's going to be monei ashuv from this guy is the fact that they had enough money. It's not the money anymore.
You could formulate it that way, and that would also work. I think there are any number of parts here which you could fill in. That is a very fair way of saying it, that it's part of the Nias Tshuva. I think it could also be the Rambam telling you, even on the level of processes, Doraisa, that the Torah created this possibility, but doesn't want it to be used. And using it in any way is itself what the Torah is itself problematic. So Shuma is a Yitzhiva Dayanim by definition, and that's what we don't want to do. This is not about what will be Monei Tshuva or won't be Monei Tshuva. One could explain it on that level. But even on the level of the Torah, it's not correct. The Torah made a possibility of Yitzhiva Dayanim, but because it didn't mandate it, we're supposed to take our cue from that and not use it. Going to Dayanim for Shuma would be invoking the process of Yitzhiva Dayanim by definition.
Why do you say they have thought that?
No, that's why. That's motivation for our doing this. Our motivation is certainly k'derech tocha and derech l'tshuva, but the mechanism that are at hand is this. Meaning, of course, that is why we are not taking it back. You have a right to. The Torah says yotzev d'aron. Why not? Because k'derech tocha and derech l'tshuva. But the point is that is such a strong svara that exists even on the level of, again, I don't know what it means to exist on level d'oraisa to not do something, but the point is it's not a takana d'rabbanan bovad. It's what a normal love at Ribbis should do. He shouldn't be using these processes. That's what the Torah is telling. The Rambam is telling you, listen to the Torah well. The Torah did not give you love, not you, Chalav Chas, Mr. Jones, who is love at Ribbis. The Torah did not give the Malve a chiyuv to return it to you. He did not give him a mitzvah to return it to you. This is not yours anymore. You should not be taking it, says the Rambam, because you're supposed to be poseach derech l'tshuva. He's supposed to have a clear derech l'tshuva. The Torah did not give him any mandates in order to get to tshuva. Don't impose it yourself. It's totally different. Now, if it's a davar mesuyam, so it's going to be nitzka l'kolon, it's only right to take it back from him. But if it's going to require yitzhiba dayanim, even that is abrogated. That's such a pella. Even Nizka Lakolon, so he'll have to deal with somewhere else. He'll put it in the trash. He'll find someone else to give it to. You can't do it that way. You can't do it that way because Yitzhiya B'dayonim is a Bidi Eved process. That's how I'm looking at it.
Could it be like a more fundamental chug in terms of where it's the Atmo and then maybe the doesn't apply? It's like more Nachkadech, like you can actually see that.
No, but the Rambam tells you that you need a Motzian Mina Malvin and Nosin Lalavin, that any form of Gvias Ribis.
So that's the same thing.
What?
It's the same thing.
What do you
mean?
There's no chilek in level of love.
I'm not saying, I was
saying ribbis.
Yeah, no. Jason is disagreeing.
I know he's disagreeing. I'm saying, I was wondering, maybe just in terms of the fact that, even if there's no assay, but sometimes you have the fact that there's a morach, means, you're saying in terms of the piano.
Yeah.
Even when it's clearly, separable.
Right. I hear how that could be true, but I think that's. I think that's a less likely. I mean, that would require some evidence in the Rambam to make that true, I would think. Okay, there's. I just want to make Blinetta one ha'ara, one smaller ha'ara, about another aspect of the Rambam by Ribbis. And then, Blinetta, I'd like to get back to sort of how this Takanas HaShavim kind of thinking in the Rambam could affect Kinyanim of Shvach, Blinetta. So that's where we're going, but just one drop, just because, once we're here, to not see. The Rambam took our Gemara Bava Kama, Gemara Bava Metzia, and turned it into something unbelievable in Dalad Yud Gimel, Mova Vloza, Mava Vloza. There he says, Horu mixas agoinim. Shalove shembocha lemuve beribis shalakach mimenu o shaasid likach. Afbi shakanu miado shembocha o nasa matano enomol klum. Again. Horu mixas agonim shalove shemachal lemalve keribis shalakach mimenu osha asid likach af mishakonu miyado shemachal o natan matana eno mo'oklum. The Gaonim have a hora. What's their hora? That mechila doesn't work on ribis. Sai if it was already taken. Sai if it hasn't been taken yet. Mechila doesn't work, even if it was kinyanim. Why? Sheko ribis sheba'olam mechila hi aval toyer loy machla. The asra mechila zu. Lefichach ena mechila mo'elas beribis afilu beribis shal devrei. Yerah Eli says that she'ena ra zo nechona ela me'achas oimel lemalve hachzer loy. Because we would tell, or we do tell, a malva to return it. The yada halava, and the lava knows, the davar asar asar. The sheyesh lo lito mimenu, and he can take it from the malva. Im ratza limcho mocha kederach shemoichal agezal. Uve feresh amru chachamim, shagazlonim umalvi beribish, echziru en mekabamim. Mechlau shemechilo lem moelos. He takes our Gemara, and brings out as a riot in the sugya of mechila and ribis. So, I don't want to go, I can't, unfortunately, I don't understand fully enough all the pratim of this machlokas. But there is one ha'ar in this Rambam which I think should be spoken out. The Rambam quotes a gonim legave tudinim, mechila of ribis which was nigbes, and mechila of ribis which was never nigbes. Mechila of ribis before was nigbes. Like, that's a hora of the gonim? Like, you can't find a single gemara that says that did? Why did the Rambam write halacha? You can't be mocha on ribis before Gvir. And Hora Gaonim after Gvir. There's a question in the Rambam. I'm not sure that the Rambam himself thinks l'halacha that Mechila works before Gvir. But the point is, the Rambam was open to such a position. Mechila could work before Gvir. How could Mechila work before Gvir? Isn't that what all ribbis is? A person, A and B, make out that they're going to be malva each other with ribbis. And the lover says, I'm interested in this. Like what? How's that a rasa gonim? The gonim are chiddush taka in the other direction. So it's hard to understand the gonim in the other direction. But the first thing they said is just that's what the Torah. That's literally the Torah's case. So it's a ha'ara, I think, that the Rambam seems to think that after ribis has been set ketutza, right? Once you violate the conditions of ribis, so then there'd be room for someone to say, even if it's not true la'alacha, because not clear the Rambam paskins against this first chiddush agonim. But the point is, it's a chiddush agonim. That after ribis has been set, mechila could kick in, the Rambam thinks, midim legemar. Like, it's not impossible. They could have mechila, and then they could go ahead and do it. It's just, as long as they're aware of the parameters, post facto, ribis is chal with mechila. So again, I don't want to go into...
It always could be that the whole point is that the loba can't, and again, it depends on how you understand the nature of these ribis to begin with, but it's more of a principle, in other words, that you can't, the inequity is what's usur, and therefore the sense that, oh, even if it's based on an agreement which was entered into Baratzon, that's still a violation of isur ribis, and that's still different than mechila, than Torah's mechila.
But
I'm saying, to answer your first point or question.
Oh, but the Rambam says it's only mechila here.
Right, I'm saying saying, what do you mean?
Oh, but why do you need a hora? I was like, oh, no, because there's a gap between the two, just by definition, because you could think that without, like, a true mechila, it's an echo. There's always a, like, you know, in America nowadays, most people are love the ribis because they need the money.
No, I don't even mean it practically, which is what some of the Rishonim say also, which is that, like the Bava Tosa saying, others say that, you know, that it's like a toast because he thinks he has no choice. I don't mean that. What I mean is that part of the yisod of Issa Ribis may be the fact that it's dalad for him, that it's hay for dalad. Right? And that is something which is usur. That just, you know, the idea of extorting your advantage or economic inequality, know, in the halva process is the isur ribis,
and you're saying that's all the Torah said. That's all the Torah
says.
Correct. I'm saying this is once you've sort of established that there are police and there's a system which it's yotze b'dayanu. There's a way for this to be all outed. Then my mechila sort of comes in and cuts off any isur shabbos as long as it's
okay. I appreciate that. So
maybe this
that's at least. a way of looking at this.
So maybe we'll leave off this dalit.
And the chena din lamaskana of the Rambam also
right.
maybe.
And there might be even shul lamaskana, right.
The Torah's mechila, it's fine. It just can't be that was it's b'toras haskama or b'toras halva'a, you know, the yisod of halva'a or whatever. Whether it's again the exploitation of it or the hagdara of what halva is or the connection between halva, the sort of halva is tzedakah, which again I think is a big sort of the Rambam. Also, all of that doesn't abide, even with the Lova's agreement. There's still an isur ribbis, no matter what. But that's still different than lemaisa.
Right.
Not being mocha.
Exactly. Okay, so I think just
that goes to the sort of what these are.
More in the second. Okay, so I just, my Malcolm, that this Rambam, I just saw that it's inichal miyirali, and that I think might mesh with two points in the Rambam. One, what we were speaking about before, in terms of the Rambam not having a specific essay, not seeing and seeing as being chal and. Also, where the Rebbe is coming from, the Rambam seeing this as din staka and the din for the Rambam's mitzvah to be ma'ava to a guy.
Either way, the fact that the Rambam, is still important.
Right. That's okay. I think the. So maybe I'll twist, just turn
again,
to.
Again, it's
the,
interesting that he quotes Gezel again.
Yeah. No, that's. I think that's the Valdek thing. I think that's. If it's true, I think it's the Ram. Meaning, that's another. It's a fascinating thing. Very rarely does the Ram quote Amru Chacham, especially not in a non.
He doesn't need it.
He doesn't believe.
He had it already earlier.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, and actually, it's even if your Dukim are correct, at least some of them are certainly be correct. It's even more striking because there are discrepancies.
Yeah.
He's projecting the discrepancies, and yet he's still holding on to the formulation.
So that I think gets to the Nakuda. Maybe it will be my vow to the last. If it's okay with you, just to move the second for Lynette a couple minutes, just to put together some different pieces. We started with Rashi. Right? Rashi has one approach to the sugya that he sees the issue of Gzela Shargazal as being equally shayach to Ribbis and to Gzela. In that perspective, so there were several chidushim in terms of what how we define Gzela, and that leads to, let's say, a Megillas Esther kind of approach to the sugya. Then we saw in the Rambam that there's really a gap between.
It's not like that.
The Rashi was no. Leads towards. I don't mean. I don't mean. Right. That's correct. Correct. Rashi doesn't mean the Megillas Esther Kishal Atzmo. Rashi does include Ribbis in Vayishlech Zeila Shargazal. That was one point. Then to move from there, the Rambam seems to split Gezel and Ribbis. Legave Gezel and Ribbis, what we found the shared Nakuna in the Rambam. Is that this din of Gazlan and Lave Beribis reveals the underlying chiyuvim of the Gazlan or the Malve Beribis back to the Lover. By the Malve Beribis, said the Rambam seemingly, the absence of the Asei Daraisa, the fact that it's a full kinyan, the fact that it's Nitan Li Shavon as opposed to Tashuman, the fact that he may not even have a chiyuv HaShava, if you take that deal seriously, all indicate to us that the Malve Beribis is not totally, the love should, even on a level of Daraisa, be mocha on the Zechiyuv back. And in the opposite direction, we saw by a Gazlan that the Rambam held, I think, that any case where there's a possibility of a Kiyum Esei, where the Hashavah's Exil still applies, should avad that there's a Zechiyuv to return. When there's a Zechiyuv Tashlumen Bovad, we can be mechalik between a true Shav, someone who's not Shav, by a true Shav, we can borrow the model of Mavid Beribis. Essentially, the question in the sugya is not just a zeitig question of when we are mocha on the chiyuvim. It really is revealing as to what the underlying chiyuvim are. Where it's a chiyuv tashlum and bilvad, and where it's a chiyuv of shav zek zeila. That might explain, to get back to the first question, Archabur, the placement of the sugya. Because this is not just... This is not just a din at the end of the Gzela process as to how you return it, but rather the chiyuv in Gzela Kamis, Gzela in a Kamis in the Sugya tells you where we're talking about a chiyuv hashava, a mitzvah saseh, and a chiyuv tashlumin, which then might shed light on the next sugya at Tzadi Hei, when we start speaking about Takanas HaShavim. Because where is it appropriate to have a Takanas HaShavim? Lefid Varenu, it's possible to suggest Takanas HaShavim should only exist where there is no mitzvah HaShava. Right? You can't be metakin to forgo a chiyuv of HaShava. If it's a mitzvah HaShava, then the Torah told you how to treat this gazlan. Not only on the level of aren't you going against the Ratzon HaTorah, but you're getting rid of his tshuva process. He has a mitzvah to do. You can't abrogate that. Where it's only din tashlumin, then we can discuss. So perhaps that ma'aracha can help us understand another interesting nikud in the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Gzilah Aveda Beis Vav Beis Zayin. Consistently explains that the chiyuv to give shvach, to return shvach, is a din derabanan from Takanas HaShavim. Now, we do have Rishonim who do explain that way. The Ravid Al-Atar disagrees. The Ravid says, Eilech Hashina Goro Mizeh. The Parah had a child. The Parah had Gizus. That's a totally different object. It should be Nikne B'Shinoi. Now, I think conceptually we can understand that you could take the very same evidence and put it in the opposite direction, right? Especially L'Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam holds that even if a shinoi occurs on the guf of the hema, the shvach is nikna to the nigzal. Why? Because shvach is not shinoi, nothing changed in the shvach. The shvach is just a kinyan that one has in his object. So Kol's man that I have any kinyan in the object, I have a zchus in the shvach. Shinoi, the Ravid's shinoi, is not relevant to the vlados. We need shinoi to occur in the guf of the hema. But the Lech HaMishnah points out that it's shver from a gemara. Because the gemara, that's Tadheim and Aleph, about goes aracho v'gazza par v'yolda meshalim osav as gizosav as v'aldosav. The very next sugya after gazonim v'avi brimus, the Gemara brings a brisa. Taner abanan hagoyz aracho v'gizza par v'yolda meshalim osav as gizosav as v'aldosav. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda omer gzeil choser espeinei shimon omer roin osak ilu hishuma etzol v'kesef. Ibayelu. The Gemara asks the question: how does Rabbi Meir understand my time in the mayor? Mishum the kasar shinoi v'mkayim ayimid. Does the mayor truly reject shinoi? Al dilma ba'alma shinoi kona v'achakin zu v'nekanes. No, the mayor agrees shinoi kona, but yet the vlados and the gizos don't belong to the gazlan because of a knas. The Hainu, the Gemara says, the kinyan, if you hold shinoi kona, you own the vlados and gizos midin shinoi kona. And if you hold shinoi no kona, then you shouldn't own the Gizos. So how does Ram say has it didn't Takanas HaShavim? So this obviously motivated the vast majority of Rishonim to learn like the Ravid, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam. Even the Reed that learns separately from the Ravid, right, and he says it's Midin Takanas HaShavim, that's because he explains that Rabbi Yehuda himself paskins Shinoi Nokona. But no one suggests like the Rambam that Shinoi Koina and still the Kinyan in the Vlados is Midin Takanas HaShavim. So how can we explain the Kli and the Sugya given the Rambam's Shittas? So I thought that the Rambam Kedarko actually relates to this question in the two levels. The first way it relates to this question is that there's another din of Shvach that appears in our Sugya in Tadihei, which the Rambam does not relate to at all in Perek Beis. And that is the din of Shvach in a Karka. Right? The Gemara in the Meir, when we're discussing a knas, compares it to. But the Rambam paskins it later on in Perek Tes. What's the pshat? So again, the Chorin answer is clear. The Gemara made the Kinyan Shvach taloi on Shinoi Kona. There's no Shinoi Kona in Karkaos. So Memela, it's only relevant to paskin it in the Dine Karkaos in Perek Tes. You can't paskin it in Perek Beis by the rest of Takanas HaShavim. Okay, so we see the Rambam knew the Gemara. We knew the Rambam knew the Gemara before I said that. So what's the pshat? So if you look in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, the very same Rambam where the Ravid picks a machlokas, the Rambam relates to our question. The im lif ne yeyosh o kodem shenishtanes yolda o gizaza hare a gizos vavlado shobaylam vaf mishin is abra o nitin o biyada gazan ho vlo nis yashua baylam vlo nishtanes agzela birshus balea hi adayin af bishin gazan chayv bonsa. The Rambam says, Bershus bala hi adayin af bishagazan chai bonza. Chiv onzin is not a dinder abon. Chiv onzin is a vada dinder, I said, it's a eker dine gzela. So what is Birshus, and this a question of Shinoi and Yeyosh, have anything to do with Chayiv Ba'unsin? And what does that have to do with the Tachanas HaShavim that you only get it to the Vodos? Just say, they weren't Metakin until Yeyosh occurs. They weren't Metakin until Shinoi occurs. What is this question of Birshus? I think that's possible to suggest that that's a Rambam's understanding. The Gemara says, if Shinoi Kone, then there can be a Takanas HaShavim to own the Shvach. L'kulei Alma, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, there's no Kinyan in the Vlados D'Oraisa. Because Vlados are a Kinyan Mammon, not a Shinoi Kone for the Rambam. So there cannot be a Kinyan in the Vlados D'Oraisa. Ah, so how do you explain the Gemara says don't tell Shinoi Kone? No. Shinoi Kone is a simin to the question of whether or not the gzela is in Bershus HaNigzal or Bershus HaGazlan. And why is that all important? Because if Shinoi Kone and the Behema is Bershus HaNigzal, then the Vlados are Bershus HaNigzal. I apologize. If Shinoi Eno Kone, right? Then even after Shinoi, where are the Vlados? Bershus HaNigzal. So good, the Gazlan's holding on to him. He's holding on to Gzela Biado. And what din is Mechayev him to return those Vlados? Veheshes Gzela Shagazel. He's Bershus HaNigzel. He's holding on to these Vlados. What do I care that the Maisik Gzela only happened on the mother? I'm holding on Bershus HaNigzel to the Vlados. Avada, I'm Chayev. Veheshes Gzela Shagazel. Then there's no Makom for Tekonos HaShavim. If Shinoi Kone and Shinoi occurred, after Shinoi, the mother is Bishos HaGazlon. So then, the Vlados are Vada, still the Kinyan of the Nigzol, but it's not Gzela Biyadi, they're Bishosi. My holding onto it is not wrong. I don't violate any Yisr Torah by holding onto it. Again, I have to return it as soon as possible. But I'm not taking the Gzela into my Rishos. I'm not being Typhus. And the Mela is a Mako Vati Kanas HaShavim. And that also explains the Rambam, why the Rambam understands Yeyosh is necessary for Kinyan Shvach. Because, again, the Ravid explains, it's Meduyak in the Sugya, and Daf Samech Vav, like the Rambam, that you don't get Kinyan Shvach until after Yeyosh. But the question is, but why how did the Rambam know that? Like, why is that true? And more than that, if you read the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah says, Perek Beis, this is Beis Beis, not Beis Da, where the Ravid says it's Kiddush, but he takes on the Ravid in Beis Beis already, he says, the Hamanda Amar Yesh Kidikone, Al Kurcha Chanach Brysos, Dami de Shevach, Agzela de Gazon, Belivne Yesh Molokilo, right? If you hold, says the Magen Mishnah, that Yesh Kidikone, so of course, all the Mishnayas and all the Brysos about Shvach are talking about before Yesh. So how did the Rambam explain that according to other Manda Amar, it's talking about after Yesh? Like, why did the Rambam come to that? But Lefi the Rambam, that even after Shinoi, there's a Kinyan Shvach to the Nigzol, that Kasha goes away. Because even if you hold Yeyosh Kidikoni, maybe that Dinim would say the same. Yeyosh and Shinoi would not affect the Shvach. Right? The Shvach would still be Nikna to the Nigzol. It's only after Yeyosh and after Shinoi that you get it. And Midin what? You get it? Midin Takanas HaShavim. Because the Din Mamun Shabo never goes away. Kol Zman that you haven't been Mishalim. The din mamun is that the Vlados and the Gizos all belong to the Bailam. But Yeyosh and Shinoi, said the Rambam, change the Rishus. And Memela, you can have a Makom v'Takanas HaShavim. This also might explain a textual kash in the Rambam. Because the Rambam, in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, where he tells you that even Lachar Shinoi, the Shvach is owned by who? By the Nigzol Midoraisa. The Rambam says, Kimosha Biyarnu Lagave Yeyosh. Kimosha Biyarnu Le'el. But he didn't say it. El said about Yeyosh. But if the Rambam understands, as we're understanding Beis Zayin, that the key thing is to know in whose Rishus is the Gzela, well, which halachic tool, halachic mechanism relates to Rishus more? Yeyosh or Shinoi? I would think Yeyosh. Yeyosh is my seeding, my Rishus. I'm seeding the Gzela to the Nigzah, to the Gazlan. So says the Rambam, if even after Yeyosh it's only Din Takanas HaShavim, certainly after Shinoi. Because for him, the Gizas of Vados aren't a Din Shinoi B'fnei Atzmam. They're just a Din Mamon, which derives from where Be'ezer Rishos, the mother, is. So if after Yeyosh, we still say that there's a Din Midoraisa, you have to return it, so too Shinoi. So I think I may have run through that. Is it okay if I just go through again with another? Is it waste? Basic kasha. The Gemara says shinoi kone, shinoi eno kone. If you hold shinoi kone, then you should own the vlados. What does shinoi kone have to do with vlados? According to Rambam, that vlados aren't nicknamed between shinoi kone. That's the Lacha Mishnah's kasha. I think the Rambam answered that. The Rambam tells you that the reason why you own the vlados after Yehoshua, after shinoi, is because the animal is now birshus the gazlan. What does it have to do? It's a tachanas hashavim. What do I care about the din d'oraisa of Rishus, about the question of Chiyuv Onsen? The answer is that if it's not in my Rishus, so my tfisa on it is Vaiter Gzela, and Memela, what's Mechayev Hashava or Achzara, is a continued Maisa Gzela, and the mitzvah of Eishu is Gzela Shagazal. But if it's changed Rishus, and now it's in my Rishus, my holding on to it is B'toras Shomer, it's B'toras Mamun Achayim Biyadi, and my chiyuv achzara is only within tashlumin, that it's still owned by the nigzal. Which of the two can be abrogated by takanas hashavim? Perek aleph, aloch yud gimel, only those chiyuvim which are midin tashlumin, not those chiyuvim which are midin veshtas egzela shagazal. And that's why, even though the din gzela, the din takanas hashavim is a din derabanan, it's predicated on the question of shinakona deoraisa. That's how the Rambam understood.
So you're just substituting for Shinui Kona, Doraisa, or Dravana. I mean, Shinui Kona, Shinui Gimbukam Omen.
Right, which is the way the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, according to a mayor, do we say Shinui Gimbukam Omen?
Right. So that becomes a very important
right
deal, because it isn't really the Kenyan that you care about.
Right. Right. Oh, here. The fact that the Gemara said Shinui Gimbukam Omen, my time in the mayor, Mishnah, because I was Shinui Gimbukam Omen, and then he said, oh, Duma, but I'm a Shinui Kona. It would be necessary to for the Gemara to put Nebun Kamei, but not just Enul Kone.
Right.
I hear that. It's also true in Tzadi Gimel Tzadi when the Din of Shach comes up. Although they neutralize this against Tzadi Dalet, they can't neutralize Tzadi Hei. So that's, I hear that. With your permission, I just want to point out one Nekuda in Geneva, which I don't know to be true, but I think it might be true. I think it's, we spoke in the first Chabura a little about Gzela versus Geneva, and it did focus on some of these dinim. There is a Nekuda here. The Rambam says that a Gzela before Shino and Yeyosh is not Birshus. The Gazlan is Birshus and Nigzal. That's the words around Bezayin. Is that really true? I mean, isn't the din of Rabbi Yochanan that a Gzela, even Lefnei Yeyosh, is owned by the Nigzal, but it's Birshus, a Gazlan? So the answer is, l'chora, that there are two different definitions of Rishos. The word Rishos has different, there are different scopes of Rishos. But I'm wondering if we can sort of pin this idea of Rishos in the Rambam. And let's just highlight this idea of Rishos. You're right, there are different definitions of Rishos. But let's go back to the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin. There the Rambam says, Perek Yerzayin Apadet, Hagoyinav me'achar ganav, afal bishnitz yashua bailim, eno mishalim tashum echevuv v'mtavach u'machar, eno mishalim tashum abar v'chamisha. Why? Why don't you pay to the bailim? V'lo l'bailim eno chayav l'shalim akefal or abar v'chamisha, mibnei shalo ganav mirshusan. After Geneva, without Yeyosh, without Shinoi, it's no longer called Birshus ha-nignav. Now, I don't know, I can't prove to you, given the fact we have two different definitions of Birshus already, it's possible this is yet a third definition of Birshus. And the same true will be true. Well, this one is, but if anything, that should be. This is a makor for Rabbi Yochanan, but is it the same din of Rabbi Yochanan? Is it not more inclusive? Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan's, because the din of gonev min ha, the din of gonev kodshei kadashim, not gonev min hektish, kodshei kadashim, that I'm also explaining the same makor, and yet the Rambam paskins that one can be makdish, a hektish iloi, kodshei kadashim. The Rav in the shiurim which he gave in Eretz Yisrael against the Chazanish. I mean, the ones so in, he said that it's Shalom and Bereshusel in Hektish. Not Pshat, there's some separate mechanism. So how can Shalom and Bereshusel in Hektish? Because the din of Gonav and Aganav might be a Giloy on the din of Rishus, but not the same din of Rishus. In which case, I would suggest that this separate din of Rishus is Chaka, parallel to one example. The Rav in the Ma'aser Sheni piece says that it's yeah, it says Mamish Mamish Shalom and Rishus.
Like the equivalent of
Yeah, that's where Ruchaim is coming from. That's the Rav said about it. So I'm saying he brings a riot from there. I'm saying that might be, but correct. This was all Derech Hatzal. I'm suggesting that this would be because we did find the dinim of Shvach. No, there is a linkage in the sugya. The point is, what the question was is it? This is obviously always, with the Rambam, always has to know whether or not the Giloy is lockstep or not. So one would have to. I think the Rav was assuming that's not based on this lashon there. That's called Shlo and Bershus. So called James Berch, and then Mamela, I would suggest that this is the same drasha should be keeping, but it could be there are two different yet a third definition of Rishos 100%, and then it wouldn't be true. I'll just point out that it is a ha'ara that the Rambam seems to hold that Gizos and Vlados lachar yesh in Geneva or Nikna Deraisa, and that might fit nicely if you have this. Is it the one ha'ara that I think this goes to? Again, there's only derech ha'ara. The Rambam's shbicha, like where you're mashbich biyadayim, you invest yourself in it. There, the Rambam seems to think you can be kona even without yeyosh in Geneva, and in Gezela, it doesn't sound that way, although it's mixed evidence. That could also be because the Rishus has already changed on some level in Geneva, which it hasn't in Gezela. Meaning, what more centrally I'm trying to say, maybe I'd say it this way, and I just mean this derech hatzah, derech ha'ara, that if the Rambam in Beis Zayin Hilchos Gezela hinges the dinim of Shvach on Shinoi Kona in the sense of where the Rishos of the object is, then it behooves us to look in Hilchos Geneva for distinctions, and if there are distinctions, maybe that's because you've achieved the same thing in Geneva without Shinoi and without Yesh. And that would be the possibility. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, so we have two customers on Thursday. Is that it? Do we want to start earlier? Or do we want to start at 1:30? Want to be like a day-night doubleheader? A morning, early afternoon? Or do we want to start earlier just in general? I'm sorry.